This is a HeadGum Original.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Previously on the HeadGum Podcast.
There's layers to the shit, player. Tiramisu, tiramisu.
Nice.
He's in the... Tiramisu.
There's actually not that many layers to this song or tiramisu.
No, but yeah, we'll play it again, but just the...
I thought that was you, like, groaning.
No, tiramisu. Just listen. Let my coattail drag, but I ain't tearing my suit. Tearing my suit. Downtown.
Let's ride it out. It's an anthem now.
I mean,
oh, I see. Yeah.
This is the part Jake likes. The warm embrace.
Right.
Between your legs! You don't want no beef, boy.
Sorry. Does everybody... I know we're recording, but are you guys ready? Like, do you feel good? Are you going to bring the energy?
Yeah.
Okay. Can I get verbal confirmation from Billy?
Yeah, I was dancing to the theme.
He was dancing.
I just want to make sure we're starting this one out on the right foot because I feel like the past couple weeks have been less than par.
People in the comments have said it was a return to form, our best episodes yet.
That's
less than
really
par is like what you strive for when you golf.
In golf, yeah, but subpar is below average.
What happened last episode that made it so successful so that we can try and mimic it again?
It wasn't successful. It was just us like talking about shit and like... friends connecting over bullshit that nobody.
All right, so then I'll start the conversation. Jeffrey, why are you acting like a crybaby right now?
Yeah, you're kind of like.
All right. Now the show has started, and the energy is even worse than before.
I don't want to dance anymore.
This sucks.
Though. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Welcome to another edition of the HeadGum Podcast, Friday, January 28th. The fuck is that?
End of the month.
It's another date. Yeah.
Can't believe dry January is almost over.
Have you been participating?
In dry January? Mm-hmm. In what regard? Because I know some people do it for alcohol. Some people do it for...
Just in any way.
The eyes dry eye
dry ice January. Dry really ice good. Bucket challenge.
We've got...
January.
We've got Billy Scafuri on the facts, Marika Brown in the sax, and Amir Blumenfeld bringing up the rear. Happy birthday, Amir.
It's not
so late.
Last
week.
It's like,
you know,
like 12 days after the fact.
Actually, we're recording on my dad's birthday, so we can give him a shout out.
What's his name, Durone?
Just happy birthday to my dad, moving on.
Happy birthday, Mr. Blumenfeld.
Yeah.
That's right. You don't get to call him by his first name.
I'm
you
sorry.
You don't know him by his first name.
Jeffrey, what do you do for your dad on his birthday?
You know, send him a gift.
I feel like I caught you off guard here.
Oh, here's...
3 years different.
Here's a question. My dad's birthday is Saturday. What should I get him? Because I have not... bought anything.
Send him something perishable.
Okay, go on.
Like, go to Martha's Country Bakery in Williamsburg and get the Napoleon with berries. Ship it to him.
He has sent me cookies.
Oh, that's
he sent
good.
Me cookies for my birthday from Bird Cookie Company in Savannah, which
what are some
great.
Of his interests, Marika?
You know, cooking,
well-watered.
Well, water, rice.
What about an Omsby gift card?
To a place all the way across the country that doesn't even exist anymore.
Yeah. I should honestly buy him an Exactly Rice t-shirt.
Oh, that's pretty good.
He won't understand it at all, because what does it even mean? But yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's gardening a lot.
Oh, wow.
Cooking a lot.
You know what might have that special touch, lets him know that you really know him and care about him, is a Starbucks gift card.
Mm,
$5.
That's so standard. $5.
Starbucks gift
iTunes.
Can't even get the biggest size.
Yeah.
Trenty. Do you guys have any friends that don't know their parents' birthdays?
No.
It's a very specific thing that's come up a few times where I've talked to somebody like, I don't know. I keep forgetting if my dad's birthday is like the 23rd or the 24th of January. And I always think that's really fucked up.
I did have some friends that didn't remember their parents' birthdays, but it was because they're like, they didn't celebrate birthdays for their religion. So
what religion is that?
Christian Science.
No birthday celebration. That's a bad one to have then. So you don't take medicine or have happiness on your day.
But when you stub your toe, they give you a cake.
I think it was really, at least in their family, left open. Like the kids still celebrated birthdays. But
damn,
the parents.
Daniel, back at it again with the wine.
So loud. So loud.
Can you guys accurately say what your parents' anniversary is?
I can because it's insane.
What makes it so insane?
Well, they got married on 9/11, so that's a big one. And then it was also...
Not 2001.
No, but it did happen during a tragedy in their lives. They got married in 1972, the week of like the Munich Olympics, like Israeli wrestler assassinations.
Oh,
so like they got married during like already a terrible tragedy, and then it became an even more localized version of that tragedy when they moved to America, and then 9/11. So yes,
it is.
My parents' birthday, 9/11, and I will never forget.
Yeah, you don't think that they were sort of the first domino to fall, and if they hadn't have wed, that those two things wouldn't have happened?
No.
I'm sorry to even ask.
You're like fucking rock hard thinking about the fact that the butterfly effect actually started with my parents and ended with 9/11.
It's also,
but there's
like,
no way.
The correlation is so non-existent that it literally could have been any day. Like,
yeah,
it's so far removed. They could their anniversary could have been like in January and it would have been the same, right?
Yes, yeah.
I'm all bricked up. No, I am hard.
There it is.
What?
You're all what?
Was that worth losing
do
the
it,
ad
do
revenue
it again,
on
actually.
YouTube? Was that moment where we spoke over you, was that worth losing the ad revenue on YouTube chat? Because it's out the window now, gone. This is
going
all
to
now
be
just
Elvis
for fun.
Day.
I'm all bricked up.
That's not really Elvis. It was a cover or something.
Yeah.
It's a karaoke thing with a backing track, and I really was hoping to find one without the backing track, but instead of I'm all shook up, I'm all bricked up, I'm hard as a rock and have nowhere to go. I've been kind of tucking the little thing into my belt loop.
Move on from whatever you're doing right now.
No, I know.
I have about 45 minutes. I got like 45 minutes.
Can't spend 30 seconds nodding and playing along.
Major key alert. Milk everything for what it's worth.
Don't say milk after that.
Oh, God. I lost my voice a little.
Jeff, you text me she a lot. And I just want to put this on record right now. Stop. Just stop. Like, I told Amir Munt.
Yeah.
I told Amir months ago, I'm not a she guy, not a big fan of the she. I don't care if my friends do it. They seem to be having fun with it. Have fun. I've tried in various ways via text being like, I don't understand what that means. Don't send that to me. Now I'm on screen, locked in, telling you, stop sending me she. Not interested. There it is. on record. Thank you.
Right. He started the right. applause.
Right.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
There's been a slew of new hires at HeadGum. Billy, can you speak to that?
Yeah, we've got Jenny, who is typing away. We've got new hire Jerry, who's doing great with sales. Fred and Stacy are hitting the ground running with localized attachments. And then, of course, we have Peter and Peter 2.
And they work in narcotics.
What?
Narcotics.
This sucks.
Sales. Peter and Peter 2 work in sales.
Well, obviously, narcotics, I thought.
We don't have we don't have drug dealers at HeadGum.
No, I am genuinely curious. Are there new hires at HeadGum?
Yeah, we're looking at an Anya. We're looking at a Michelle. We're looking at a Casey. We're looking at a John.
Wow.
We're looking at Kayla. We're looking at Gianna. Gianna's been on the show before. The others are brand new. And we don't know what quite to make of them. We don't know who's going to be a good addition and who's going to be gone within the year. We don't know who's going to
be gone within a year.
All of us have talked to them except for you.
You're going to be gone. But you're going to be gone within a year. Yeah.
So it's me and not Moriarty?
Yes, probably. Everyone is more important than you.
All right.
And your attitude is poor.
All right. Yeah. That's fine. Yes.
Yeah.
That's fine. It's all
love
company.
That octave. Love that
it's
octave.
It's all company.
The falsetto. You know, the falsetto from Jeff. This is what you
a
know
little
he means
whispered falsetto.
You know he means it when he talks like this.
Yeah.
What are you guys' opinions on the new hires? Who's your favorite? Who's your least favorite? Who do you think is not really an addition? You know what I mean? So like they're
why
on
are
the
we
team.
Still on this
they're
topic?
All great. We're all excited.
They're all bricked up.
No.
They're
just awesome coworkers and soon to be friends of
soon
ours.
Soon to be friends, yeah. For sure. I'm rooting for Johnny.
Johnny's locked in, to your point. He's not a new hire.
You can still root for him.
No, I'm just rooting for him in general. Always a fan.
He and I are doing a wine night on Thursday.
A what?
A wine night.
Let's dig into your guys' weekend adventures. Because you post a photo of Johnny sitting by himself in front of a mirror.
Correct.
What did you guys get up to?
We, sorry, my leg's asleep. We went to the
this
gutter.
Is like real flirt sleepover body language right now.
Yeah, so
okay. Tell us about your hot weekend
with
John.
Into it.
We went to the gutter.
Interesting.
In Williamsburg to bowl. 3.5 hour wait. You get a number like you're at a deli counter, and ours was, you guessed it, 69, and that was all we needed. You know, that sort of made the night fun. It imbued a certain passion and joy to the night's festivities. What else did we do, you ask? We played pool. We played strip solitaire on an ATM machine. We had a couple of gansets, Nera or otherwise. And we just waxed a little bit, you know, a little bit of that, a little bit of this. People were, friends were meeting each other left, then right.
Are you laying on your stomach or are you sitting down?
Yeah.
Are you laying on your stomach or are you sitting
down? I'm surprised his feet aren't kicked up and crossed.
Yeah, behind his head.
Just like talking about the gossip and the drama and the nude solitaire.
Holding the mic.
Yeah.
Like it's an issue of Cosmopolitan magazine and you're taking a quiz with the... with the girls during a sleepover.
Mm-hmm.
Or are you sitting down?
No, he's laying down. He's babysitter club. He's like reading in a tent right now.
It's hard to focus because my leg's even more asleep since I moved.
Noted.
Congrats.
Your leg's
so
been asleep
you went bowling.
Since you moved to New York. You've had a numb appendage for a month and a half.
Yeah.
What's that song in Greece where it's like the slumber party? People are laying like that.
Tell me more. Tell me more. Was he all bricked up?
No, it's the first song. It's like,
yeah, she sings about like wanting to go to like become like a makeup specialist or something like that.
Beauty school dropout.
Yeah,
that's during the sleepover. I don't think so. Is it?
I don't know.
I don't know Grease well.
Yeah. Well, yeah, someone will let us know over Twitter, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. I'm all bricked up.
Nice.
That's good. Yeah.
Why is it good when Billy does it?
It was the timing.
Nobody laughed when I did it.
Yeah.
It was the timing. It was the fact that Billy did it.
And you could hear it clearly.
Yeah.
I'll continue to fill this silence. Marika. Can you explain to me, we all saw it on your Instagram stories recently, you bought a $14 something at a farmer's market.
It looked like
a mushroom, and it looked like it could have ruined your day. What happened?
Yeah, thank
you
for asking.
It was a hen of the woods on toast.
Yeah. Can you mute yourself for a second? I want to hear the answer.
Jeff ruined the story. Yeah, so I walked to my local green market on Sunday with the goal of buying mushrooms and bread to make mushrooms on toast. And I got there, I went to the mushroom guy. I was like, what's your credit card?
The fun guy.
Nice. I was like, what's your credit card minimum? He was like $6. I was like, great. I will find a small mushroom, that will be worth that. Picked one out, gave it to him. He was like, that'll be $14. And I could not say no, thank you.
Yeah, was
like, wait, could you like weigh it to find out, or are you just totally at the mercy of the moment?
No, it was like I weighed it. Yeah, Jeff, can you?
Marika, don't let him win. Don't let him win.
It was a situation where I didn't feel comfortable enough, like taking the mushroom and putting it back in the bin.
For sure.
And it was like, could I rip it into a piece? Probably not. I don't know what the
that would like be a bold manners. Choice if you just snapped it in front of him.
Now half off, I guess, right?
Yeah. So then I'm getting close to the minimum. So yeah, I had to take it on the chin and
how did it turn out?
Buy the $14 mushroom, buy some bread, and then I went home, made it. I did a little.
What is it other than mushroom on? Like, is there butter involved? Is there olive oil?
Mm-hmm. There's butter involved.
Salt,
yeah.
Pepper.
So I had some leftover like white beans that I had made a while ago. So those were like very, really like herby white bean lemony situation. I turned that into a little spread. I put that on the toast. I cooked the mushroom. I like crisped it in a cast iron.
Mm. Yeah.
Did a little steak type thing where you like douse it with the butter and like in the thyme.
Yeah. Holy shit.
Got crispy, spread on my bean liquid.
Where did you come up with this idea? Like, I've never even heard of this food. Is this like something that you saw on a television show?
I feel like I saw someone recently cooking mushroom toast. I've like made it before in multiple variations, and it like reminded me. I was like, oh, that's a thing I can eat. And then, I put... Put the toast in the same pan with the butter.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Put on the bean spread. Put on the mushrooms. Zested a little lemon zest on top.
Excuse me.
Getting hungry.
Cracked a little pepper.
Excuse me.
I don't even like
shaved
mushrooms.
A little parm.
But like, holy shit, I'd be intrigued. And then do you have leftover mushrooms?
I did not. I put them all in the bread and I ate it all. So I
$14 worth of homemade mushroom toast. My God.
Yeah, I was looking at a $20 breakfast at that point, plus the apple cider that I bought at the
not to mention the labor.
Market.
The labor alone.
It's supposed to be cheaper when you do it at home.
Yeah, and it certainly was not. So I won't be buying mushrooms from the farmer's market again. That's what I learned. I mean, shop local by all means, but. Mm-hmm. Couldn't be me for a $14 maitake. That was my weekend. Fortunately,
all right, let's stop. You can't. Yeah. How are you going to edit out video, man? How are you going to edit that out?
We'll tell Grayson.
Black bar.
Yeah.
The worst part is
at least just
work for somebody else.
The worst part is that Marika just gave us this full lesson in how she kind of like stumbled into learning that she didn't know what the price of this thing was. She still went through it, and it kind of like put her in this position. That is exactly when you're supposed to drop major key alert.
Yeah.
And then say, don't buy something without knowing the price. But you were so busy with this stupid Notes app gag that you were
trying to make it about himself.
And yes, 100%. And we actually missed the first opportunity, probably in HeadGum podcast history, to hit major key alert and drop some sort of lesson. But yeah. No.
In a sincere way. And now
that
it's also
easy.
Like,
yeah.
Obligation for Grayson, I was going to say. All right, commercial break, I guess. Yeah.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Guys, my social battery is starting to come back, I have to say, because, you know, we're all less social in the winter habitually. And I feel like I've sort of charged up for a summer of filling my cup. But it can be easy to ignore our social battery altogether and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter, like I said. What's the right amount of socialization for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some time alone. Therapy can give you that self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I'm in therapy every week. It definitely helps me rearrange my priorities so that I can prioritize my social battery and making sure I have that time to recharge, which I need. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/whatsthat today to get 10% off your first month. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/whatsthat. Thanks, BetterHelp.
This HeadGum podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers. Aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
And we're back. Oh my God, we're having fun.
Yeah, your spirits are up now.
They were up the whole
time.
Mm-hmm. I just was starting to get a little fragile.
Yeah, because you were in charge. You weren't driving the car for 4 seconds, so you start feeling threatened and annoyed.
Okay.
Yeah. Action.
Okur. I get that.
Should we bring that back?
Aperitifs. What do we know about them? Are we fans at all?
Does this have to do with the wine date that you had the other night? Now you're like, you learned something or something. Oh.
Yeah, Averna. You know your shit, Brownlee.
Yeah, got this. I have PIMS.
Okay.
What are your thoughts?
I am more of a fan of the sweeter digestifs. Right?
So something else. So not what you brought up. You brought up one thing and then you're like, actually, I'm a fan of something else entirely. Just ask us
That's
about
cute
digestives.
That you like what then. I asked about, but I'm actually into this whole other thing.
Marika's like, yeah, I got some of that too. And you're like, I've been doing gin tasting.
Oh, that is funny. That is funny. But we'd have to get to our first segment. Is everybody fine with that? Can we move forward as a team instead of everybody coming at me all the time?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sounds great.
Welcome to HeadGum Podcast Trivia. All right. None of this blank or gnaw. None of this, you know, Drew or Mariah. It's just trivia. All right. I think it'd be fun. I thought that this would be fun because Marika and I have been trying to do trivia for the better part of a decade to no avail. And Amir, weren't you looking at real estate in Vail?
No.
Why
are you
going to
say something about Zona Gale or
Wiley Vale?
Yeah.
Frankie Yale. No. Rest in peace to all of them, friends of the show. It's just trivia, but because there's an odd number of you guys, can we split into two teams?
Yeah.
Sure.
Can we do Marika and Billy versus Amir?
Sure.
All right.
Are you going to be laying in this gossip position for the rest of the podcast? You think you're fully committed at this point?
I think.
What do your legs look like? Like zoom down.
Up.
Oh yeah, they are. Yeah, they are.
And now cross the ankles.
That's somebody else's legs.
The ankles. See if you could play this whole game with your legs kicked up and your ankles crossed.
I see. He's leaning on a couch. Yeah.
Oh, he's cheating.
All right. So it's Marika and Billy versus Amir. Do you guys want to come up with team names?
No.
Got it. All right. First up, Marika and Billy. In Greek mythology, who is the leader of the underworld?
Hades. This is HeadGum Podcast Trivia.
Correct! Absolutely correct.
So this is trivia about anything. It just happens to be on the HeadGum Podcast. Not mm-hmm. like HeadGum Podcasts trivia.
Right.
No, this is just trivia about anything.
Got it.
All right, Team Amir, what color does gold leaf appear to be if you hold it up to light?
Yellow?
Green, actually. That's going to be green. All right. Team Billy.
What kind of light?
Like a light bulb or a candle. Any light. Team Marika and Billy. Which house was Harry Potter sorted into?
Gryffindor?
Nope, that's
correct. I'll take
name
Marika's.
Of the school.
I'll take Marika's because I heard it first. It is Gryffindor. All right, Team Shmuel, at which hospital did the first heart transplant take place?
Yale.
The correct answer is Groot Schuur.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
I mean, the heart's a very important part of the body. You should learn.
Agreed. All right, Team Marika, Team Billy, what color are cranberries?
Ricky, you want to take it?
Yeah, I'll take it. You know, red.
Correct!
Sometimes white.
Sometimes this, white. Bonus points will be awarded for...
Like, there's no... Yeah, there's. Yeah. You're asking them incredibly easy questions. Colors of fruits, like, first grader trivia, and you're asking me, like, the name of Danish hospitals where medical history happened.
AB, I usually agree with you on most things, but everyone
Billy
knows
knew
Gru,
the answer
sure.
To that. Yeah.
Everyone knows Gru, sure.
Okay.
You were kind of
sure.
Ground to stand on because Billy knew that.
Amir
also, I knew that
again.
Gold leaf appears to be green.
Yeah.
I don't know why you feel like publicly victimized. Maybe it's just that you don't have a teammate.
We're just playing around. Keep it light.
Oh, sorry. I thought you were talking to Amir. All right.
And I'm talking to you now.
This is for Team Amir. In 1547, who became...
I don't know anything about that year. That's such a long time ago.
Just listen to the question, jerk. In 1547, who became the first Tsar of Russia?
Nicholas.
That's going to be Ivan the fourth.
Mm-hmm. The fourth?
Yeah. Ivan the Terrible.
Exactly.
What were like the first three doing if he's the first czar? And he's not even the first Ivan. He's the fourth Ivan and the first czar. It's
he just
easier
wasn't the
to
first
be a czar.
He's a czarvin.
That's really good.
That's cool.
All right, for Team Billy and Marika, spell the word A.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
About, are we talking about like A, like hello, or are you talking about the
are you
asking
me to use it in a sentence?
Yeah, yes. That'd be great.
All right. This is a sentence.
Gotcha. Billy, do you want to take this one?
I might have another question. What country does this word derive from?
It is English.
A.
You can't steal their thing. That's actually going to be points on the front and back end for Billy and Marika because Amir interrupted their question.
I guess Amir got it right.
The correct answer was A.
A. Yeah. Cool. That makes sense.
Quickly back to Team Amir. The Taj Mahal was constructed as the tomb of the wife of which Mughal emperor?
Talk it out. Talk about
I don't
you
know
about
anything
Mughal
about
emperors.
Mughal emperors. Nothing. I don't
so just
know
start
anything.
With general emperors, and then maybe you'll stumble into a Mughal fact that you forgot you knew.
An emperor? Well, I'm watching The Great. That's about a Russian emperor.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So like you should have gotten the question about... That's why you said Nicholas. You're thinking Nicholas Holt, but...
Yeah.
You should have gotten that one.
By the way, have I talked about Nicholas Holt on this podcast before? I'm a huge fan now through that show.
He's great.
You've tweeted about him.
Have you watched the movie where he's trying to kill a child and there's like fires?
No, what movie is that?
I haven't watched it yet. It's like with Angelina Jolie.
Is he
good?
Come
back to me. I don't know. I haven't watched it yet, but I want to. He's in it.
Out of time. The correct answer was Shah Jahan.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You know what would be a good nickname to describe his talent?
Yeah. What?
No Limit Holt him.
I think
everyone's headphones simultaneously.
Can you say it again?
Break.
Maybe also
we've never done
another
this.
Break for that.
Another break for that.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs. A gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
All right, back to Team Billy. Marika or Billy, with this one, there are no wrong answers. Just what's your favorite song?
Happy Birthday.
That's good. Oh. Marika?
Oh, I have to answer too. Jizz in My Pants by The Lonely Island.
Correct. All right, Amir, what is the scientific name of Potash alum?
Potassium, you said?
Potash alum.
One more time, Jeff.
The
Potash
scientific
alum.
That's the new Okapoko salad.
Aluminum.
Correct answer is potassium aluminum sulfite.
Yeah.
Sulfate. So.
So I got to sound it out.
This bit was supposed to be that I was giving Amir the harder questions and theirs got progressively easier, but Marika and Billy knew all five of the ones I threw at Amir.
No,
they didn't. This is unbelievable.
I don't think so.
I think so.
We're pretty smart. That's the end of the game. We won.
That's the end of the game. Nice. You guys won after the second question, really, but I'm going to give it to you.
There's no points for dancing.
Just bragging rights for, yeah. And he doesn't.
Haven't we already heard this song in this episode?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're closing out this segment, and then there's going to be another game show
song.
You
can just kill it. Just kill the song. Yeah.
No song over this part.
Welcome to Cartier or Arbor Day.
So this is one of the games that you said we're not going to play on this episode.
Yeah.
Mariah versus Drew.
Right. You sort of gave us false hope that there would be.
This person hosts The Price is Right. Wrong! Mariah!
Yeah.
Wrong!
Yeah.
2 points! $800!
So it's Cartier or what?
Arbor
Cardi
Day.
B. Why not Cartier or Cardi B?
That's really good.
No, it... Shit, really?
That's
those two letters.
That could have been like A or B answer. Yeah.
Also, what's Arbor... Like, when is Arbor Day? Is it topical at all to do that?
It's the last Friday in April.
It's awful.
All right, let's just play, and then I'll come up with something else.
Do flowers and plants get looped into the whole Arbor Day celebration, or is it straight tree?
I think it's tree.
It's just tree.
Dang. Okay.
Yeah.
It's cold.
All right, blank has been around since 1872.
The sweater
Cartier.
You're wearing.
Arbor Day. Actually, Cartier is 1847. Unlike distant relative FDR, Teddy Roosevelt did not see the importance of blank.
Arbor Day.
Incorrect. Teddy Roosevelt was actually one of the biggest proponents of Arbor Day in as U.S. president. FDR, on the other hand, was gifted a Cartier and wore it almost every day. And Teddy Roosevelt wasn't much for displays of wealth. Fucking idiot. Gifting your spouse an item from blank is a common display of affection.
If you can't read it, my screen says this is boring.
Gifting your spouse an item from blank is a common display of affection.
Now I capitalized
caps.
Boring.
It all
I kind
caps.
Of want to get them all wrong.
All right.
Cardi B.
That's not one of the answers.
But it's wrong still.
Mm-mm. I'm not even going to give them the satisfaction of being wrong.
I haven't been paying attention Arbor Day. Just Arbor Day.
Yeah.
Correct! Imagine giving your wife a fucking oak.
Man, I was not paying attention. And for you to hear you just say that random ass sentence. What?
Are you kidding me? Amir turned his video on. I think this is a good game. This is crazy. Andy Warhol loved blank, probably.
So Arbor Day.
Cartier.
I mean,
he's famously quoted as saying that he wore the Cartier tank watch not because he set the time or used it, but because it was the watch to wear. So he probably loved Cartier.
Can you send the quote where he said it was the watch to wear?
Send it where? Like you don't
on
trust
Slack?
Me?
Yeah, it's a sentence. Only you would say, and I just want confirmation.
No, he 100%. I mean, I can find it. You want the exact quote?
Yeah, you can, I mean, you know, just like after or something, just to confirm. I mean, I'm sure he also liked trees, probably. So in a way, I think we're all right.
I don't wear a tank watch to tell the time. Actually, I never even wind it. I wear it because it's the watch. I wear a tank because it's the watch to wear. This has interrupted the flow, and I think it was going really well.
No way.
One way to celebrate blank is to plant a tree.
Love going full screen on just Amir's name. Him screaming, no way.
The box lighting up. Beautiful. Yes.
One way to celebrate blank is to plant a tree.
Cartier.
Correct. Imagine fucking putting into soil a spruce to celebrate how fast and loose you played with cash to get a Cartier crash.
So one way to know when someone doesn't know when they're going to say something is the second word they say is fucking. And they use that as a little bridge, like a two beat, like, okay, I'm going to say something after this. And he said, crutch. Imagine fucking. And then he just started sweating and talking.
To be honest, I chose that because I thought he was going to say it was right and then have to make up something. Mm-hmm. And I just wanted to put the pressure on him to do so.
A successful trap.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Let's... Jeff, go to the next segment.
No, we have to finish this one out.
Hey, you know it'd be cool if you went to the next segment.
Try something new. This is a dud.
Blank is closely tied to nature.
Fucking Arbor Day.
Cartier. In 2020, Cartier founded Cartier for Nature, a fund dedicating to preserving biodiversity and healthy ecosystems.
Nice. Nice, man.
Blank creates one of Jeff's favorite watch straps.
We could be talking about so many more interesting things right now. Still dragging this stupid segment through the stupid mud.
Cartier.
I don't care. The listeners don't care.
Actually,
no one cares.
Incorrect. Arbor Day.
Oh, God.
Because if you think about it, the more trees that are planted, the more that oxygenates the atmosphere, which also helps cows, from which their hides are turned into suede and made by the Theo and Harish watch strap store, my favorite strap.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
That sucked. And it wasn't because of me.
Yeah, that's half true.
It was a bad idea, executed worse.
You mean even if I had done it straight, it would have been better than what I did?
Yes.
All right. Theranos, let's talk about it. What's our version of that?
Are you kidding me?
What? What do you mean?
Theranos?
You said Theranos, let's talk about it. Let's not. It's old. Sure, there's that like movie coming out or whatever, but who cares?
Who Karanos?
No. Nice.
Oh,
don't
give him
that.
I just think that we need Headgum needs a Theranos because
meaning
like
what
does that mean?
Because when I tell people, oh, like I work in podcasting, they're like, oh, like how so? And I'm like, I kind of work at this podcast network called Headgum. Nobody fucking knows what I'm talking about.
Just so you have a podcast.
No, that's not interesting.
It's the same thing.
It's I'm a comedian who hosts a podcast. That's all you have to say. I'm a comedian who hosts a podcast.
No, because then they're like, oh, be funny.
And then say,
then don't say you're
guys.
A comedian then.
Okay. I say I work in podcasting.
Great.
Usually people don't have follow-ups, but when they do, they don't know where Headgum is or what it is.
And
I'm
you
saying
think...
that we need a controversy. We need a controversy.
Okay.
For the record, I don't know what Theranos is. So, I mean, I'm
Theranos
completely...
was a fraudulent blood testing startup. Basically, Elizabeth Holmes, founder, CEO, said that she could revolutionize medicine with at-home blood testing, and she didn't have any technology to back it up.
Nice. Okay, cool.
And so what can we overpromise and underdeliver is what I'm saying, because we already have a bunch of VC interests.
Yeah.
And is Gumball already fraudulent is, I guess, my question to Amir.
No, it's not. No. It's an active, thriving marketplace that's working.
All right. I'm just saying you don't see us on the fucking front page of the New York Times when Theranos has been the subject of much malice.
Do you see any podcasts on the front page of the New York Times.
I don't, but I do see podcaster Amir Blumenfeld occasionally in the New York Times. Thank
no,
you very
much. Do not bring it up. Stabbing. Do not bring it up, please, for the love of God.
Yeah, my man was early in the article.
I was the lead of a pretty
interesting
piece.
An op-ed of such. Yeah, you said these exact words on three different podcasts.
That's right. I'm going to
basically
keep that line proud
of my joked
buddy.
About purchasing
this is all
rapid test
for our audio listeners. He is dabbing as he says this.
As a secret Santa gift. And I guess that sparked interest in the eyes of the journalists at the Times.
Really. Mm-hmm.
It's not interesting.
I think technically this podcast is a scam. So I think maybe let's work to make it big, right?
Go on.
And then there we have it.
That was slanderous, thoughtless. It's gonna leave me jobless if Amir really takes it with any
gravity.
This
is a rap.
I don't like
slanderous,
it's
thoughtless.
It's gonna leave me
jobless.
My boss
hobbling.
Has me heartless. Now I'm feeling carless.
Through the cobble streets.
Your body scarless. You think I'm harmless.
Through the cobble streets, and you didn't come up with a rhyme. A freak in the sheets and a nightmare with cheeks. A joy.
Yikes, dude.
Mamba
what a weird
in
man. What a weird man
girl.
Sometimes.
You ruined it.
I ruined it?
Yeah.
This sucks. This fucking blows. Doing
that's
the
another
show
way
with
that you know
poison.
Someone doesn't have something to say when they just yell it. This sucks.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you're saying I was slanderous and shotless.
Gonna leave me jobless.
Right. I feel like a lot of people are like, how does this show? How
Homer
am I listening
Simpson,
to this?
Because I have jaundice.
Could use some work.
Really?
Yeah. Jaundice and jobless.
That was slanderous, thoughtless, and it's going to leave me jobless. Call me Homer Simpson because I think I have jaundice.
That's pretty good, actually.
Yeah, I know. Good. I don't think it's good.
Mine
everybody's
going to
be like,
I think Jeff likes the word jaundice too much. So it's a kind of a cop out.
It's a crutch.
We're like a minute away from him telling us about his friend named John Dis.
Nice.
No, seriously. John Dis worked at a local supermarket.
That's good.
Seriously.
That sounds like Jeff. That's really good.
I hate this.
Yeah, he says
that
a lot.
It's not my fault. Pull the string from his back. There's your
orally,
Theranos,
that's not
the Jeff doll. The talking Jeff doll that has seven quotes
good.
That we've heard him say.
That's good. You pulled the string.
It's not
What's
my
that?
Fault. I hate this. What's that?
Yeah, you guys have no idea how much work I put into this shit.
And then one time you pull the string and it just goes, eh.
Up come up the salad.
Every other time it's just
up come up the salad.
They don't do that anymore, the pull the string, let go, say thing. I wonder if it's dangerous or kids were choking on it or some shit. I mean, where are we as a society where you can't have simple toys anymore? Because we're afraid that one kid will take it the wrong way.
Speak on it, AB. I'm with you.
It's like, what? Next, you can't have puzzles because a baby once chewed on it and got it caught in his throat? Like,
we got soft. We got soft.
So, some guy tries to blow up a plane with a shoe unsuccessfully and we have to take him off. Yes, thank you.
Yeah,
thank
not really. You.
Take him off through security.
It's good to
it's
be
theater.
Soft.
It's
when I was
theater.
A kid, my parents used to feed me puzzle pieces. Me
exactly.
and my sister would have
That's
to
abuse.
Put down 500.
That's yes. abuse. That's
I had a Paula Abdul
abuse.
Puzzle that we had to eat in a weekend once.
That's right. You shit
That's
it
incredibly
out.
That's
like
that was the
90s. Abusive.
That was the 90s.
No, it wasn't. That wasn't happening in the 90s.
It was,
it was
a great poster puzzle.
I stepped on Legos daily in 2003, says Marika.
And now,
on
like,
purpose,
you can't even,
or,
yeah.
That's a great pop punk band name.
Step on a Lego?
In 2003.
Yeah. It sounds like a pop punk song where it's, I stepped on a Lego, in parentheses, in 2003.
Yeah. Like a Fall Out Boy. So true.
Yeah.
Nice.
Thanks for the rewrite, Jeff.
Thanks. Yeah.
This show used to be fun when we were all friends.
How's Jeff, traffic, you, by the way?
What are you most looking forward to? What do you have your like faith in right now?
Answer both of those questions at the same time.
Not possible. There's traffic, but it's all public transportation. So like, yeah, that doesn't affect me. Obviously, that was a bad question to ask somebody who lives in New York. And then the other one, what am I looking forward to?
And then traffic listenership to the podcast.
Oh, it's going
he doesn't
through the
know.
Fucking roof.
He doesn't do that stuff.
He doesn't have access.
It's a direct, correlative relationship with my LDL cholesterol. So let's just say through the fucking roof.
Sorry, Marika and Amir, for asking Jeff a question.
No, it's okay. But I am curious what he's looking forward to.
Looking forward to, on a daily basis, I look forward to the end of the day so I can just sleep and get it over with. My dreamland is the only place that I tend to be accepted.
I feel you've been hanging out with people daily, so I don't say that, right?
Yeah, I started an LLC and they're on the payroll.
Are you liking New York still? Like, do you think that this trial has gone well? Do you think that, hey, if I can make it through a Omicron winter, that it'll only get better from here? Or did it sort of sour you on the idea? When are you coming back?
I love it, but I'm never happy, right? So it's like, I'm here and I want to be in LA. And then as soon as I go back to LA, I'm going to want to come back to New York. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's an eternal what if, right? So it's not really like, to find longing in New York was sort of a travesty. What I wanted was to find my place here, and it still isn't enough, and it never will be. So
you found your place.
And it's being bicoastal. Or at the very least, tricoastal.
What's the third coast?
It's the want of trying. So it's basically, to be tricoastal is to try to be bicoastal.
So you're saying LA, New York, and the want of trying are the three places you live?
Yeah. And I'm going to set up my main residence will be in the third one just for tax purposes. Haven wise.
You're going to pay your taxes to want of trying.
Yeah.
Okay. Good luck with that.
Which basically means I'm not going to file taxes, but I'm going to want to try to.
Okay.
Where have you not gone in the city?
That I want to?
You visited the Upper West Side for the first time. You loved it. People on YouTube were like, keep Jeff away. We don't want him here. Yeah. But where else do you want to go now?
Glad you asked. I want to go to Red Hook. I've never been there. But other than that, I've kind of been around. Or at least have been to different neighborhoods in previous visits. I'm pretty much set.
Have you been anywhere in Queens?
Long Island City.
So no, not at all. Not even Astoria.
Oh, I do want to.
Damn, epic. Kill shot.
I do want to go to Arthur Avenue.
Where is that?
I don't care.
Okay.
No, I don't know. Plugs.
All right.
No. Continue. Sorry.
I was just gonna ask other places in Manhattan. Have you been to the Upper East Side?
I've been there. It sucks.
Yeah.
So you love the Upper West Side and hated the Upper East Side?
Washington Heights, Harlem.
Washington Heights is fine. Harlem
and he really wants
cool.
to check out Arthur Avenue. Mm-hmm.
And he doesn't know where that is.
And
I
want to
buy 2 pounds of sturgeon for a bit that I want to do in the next 2 weeks on this show.
Okay.
So that's a teaser for y'all.
Yeah. Fish is coming. We don't know when.
Next t-shirt.
Strap on your seatbelt, Dr. Duncan Stein, because you are about to be blown away. I'm going to fucking hang myself with a nerd's rope for that.
With a nerd's rope. Oh, boy.
Yeah. Plugs. Billy Scafuri, what are you working on? What do you want to point the people to? The floor is yours. I'll go.
Probably going to keep everything that I'm working on to myself for now. I'll just say you can follow Billy Scafuri. That's my name on Instagram and Twitter. And I think that's all for now. And also check out Buckets. I'm going to say it one more time because just another stupid sound effect came flying in.
Interrupted them.
Yeah. And now I assume another one will. So I have to be calculated when I say the next sentence I say. Also listen to Buckets and No Joke on the... on HeadGum. Shit, I stumbled because of fucking Jeff just lurking.
Blumenfeld? And don't say Hennessy because you don't drink.
Yeah, I wasn't going to.
But say aperitif or digestive.
Like, me drinking Henny.
Yeah, just an afternoon liqueur.
Henny.
Shout out to Buckets and No Joke Pod indeed. And then the If I Were You podcast that I'm on has a YouTube channel now. We're doing simulcast, so you can watch it as well as listen to it in an audio video fashion. So check that out as well.
Marika, do you want to add to shit that nobody gives a fuck about?
Yeah, I definitely do.
God. What the hell is your problem? What is wrong with you?
Follow me on Instagram, Twitter, and Letterboxd at Marika Elon. Also, there is a Keeping Records YouTube channel where we're also doing video podcasts. Caleb here and Shelby Wolstein in video. It's great. Check it out. And there's a new HeadGum podcast, Enemies, hosted by Lisa Traeger. That will be, the first episode will be out when this comes out. So listen to that. And links to all these things are probably in the description of the video.
That's a hell of a plug. Good job, Marika. You're just rock solid.
Thanks so much.
A professional.
Also listen to Wrangling Buckets and child. No Joke. And If I Were You.
Thank you, Marika, once again.
Thank you, Marika. Namaste.
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 Jeff?
You know, it's interesting because sometimes we have, bigger guests on this show or on Review Review. And I think a pretty baller ass thing that they tend to do is they don't even plug their shit because they're set. You know, they plug the host's shit. So I'm going to say follow at Marika Elon. I'm going to say follow at Billy Scafuri, at Amir, at Blumenfeld on Twitter, because I'm sort of a big fucking deal and I'm set in those regards. So there's my celebrity move. And it's pretty awesome. I think everybody got goosebumps.
Yeah, something.
It's awesome.
That was a HeadGum Original.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news, we're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Lateman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
Okay, I will. It's
can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.